A judge has dismissed a Trump campaign lawsuit that challenged how absentee ballots in Michigan were handled following Tuesday's election. The Trump campaign alleged their poll challengers weren't getting enough access to counting sites. We saw some of this play out yesterday, soon after the Associated Press called the state of Michigan for Joe Biden. A chaotic scene erupted inside of a Detroit convention center, where police barred Republicans and Democratic poll challengers from entering a room where Detroit ballots were being counted. Here's what it sounded like from a group identified as Republicans. You can hear them chanting, "Stop the count," as they were met by police who shielded the doors of the TCF Center. Authorities were able to quickly disperse the crowd, but one photo in the New York Times captured a worker fearlessly staving off the crowd. Her name is Summer Woods, an exterior logistics coordinator, and she joins us now. Summer, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
What a chaotic moment. What were you thinking in that moment?
It's so funny. I've been doing logistics for a very long time professionally, and I was called in to help to be a part of the process. And so for me, it was just a matter of making sure that we were being fair, but obviously also the workers that were in the inside for their safety as well.
Take us through those moments. We see you stepping outside of the door and having a conversation with those folks. Give us the breakdown of what happened.
There was some, energy that we needed to kind of temper off. And so what my attempt was to essentially explain to them the process, because what we have to do in democracy is we still have to be orderly. And so that's what I was trying to do at that moment.
Mm. This was the first time that you worked as a logistics coordinator for the election. What has the overall process been like, and what is a historic election? How are you feeling about it?
It was interesting that you asked me that. So it is my first time. I obviously have volunteered for a couple of campaigns. And I told my mother today that it has forever changed me. We talk a lot about voting and how important that is, but I don't think we put enough emphasis into being a part of the process. And so for me, even though it was my first time being that entrenched in the process, I will forever be a part of it going forward and never take that for granted. So I feel very fortunate, and I feel very blessed that I was able to play a small role.
You know what else the photo seemed to reveal? I mean, we can't help but notice in this moment when this country is so divided by party affiliation and social status mm-hmm. and race, that these protesters mm-hmm. in the video were white, and we know that Detroit is a majority mm-hmm. black city. Mm-hmm. What did that altercation representer say to you about where we are in this country right now?
It said a lot. For me, the workers on the inside truly are the MVPs. They still stayed there all night, counted the ballots while people that were, white people were banging on the windows. They were yelling through the windows. They were yelling irate to me when I came out of the room to talk to them. And what it showed to me that was very interesting was that even through it all, black people in these spaces, we still continue to have a sense of grace for us to do what needs to be done. And those people that sat at those tables that had to listen to people beating on the walls to try to throw them off, through it all, they still maintain to count every single vote. That said a lot for me, especially being a black woman from Detroit, that we showed up, we represented, we did what needed to be done, but there's still clearly some work that needs to be done, right? Mm-hmm. As it relates to racial healing, things within the state of Michigan, I think that sometimes we take for granted that we think because we are in the North, there's some perceptions about the South, that the South has different dynamics in the North. And I tend to disagree that comment all the time. And it's funny because my dad sometimes talks about Atlanta and he talks about Georgia. So he'll say there's Atlanta and then there's Georgia. And I like to use that parallel for Detroit. There's Detroit and then there is Michigan. So I hope that we're able to use this as a moment to know that we have some work to do, to be able to do some racial healing, to be able to do some level set of just basic respect as who we are as human beings, for sure.
Respect is one of those things. Mm-hmm. But what is this work? Where do you see the first step?
I think the first step is that we have to be honest as to where we are and who we are. And I think from there, we're able to build on that. I think we're able to find ways to continue to dismantle systemic racism holistically. A lot of times that we, you know, when you dismantle, we still want to, we need to build that back up, right? When we look at this, I hope that people are able to do some introspective work to look at where our country is, but to look at where our state and our city is, that maybe those people that are in the room, I hope they continue to tell their story. I want them to tell their stories. I want them to share those moments, because the more that we're able to share to make this a more human experience, then I think that we can be able to do some work to, in order to heal and to fix that. That's just a start.
Summer Woods is one of several hardworking people working as an exterior logistics coordinator at the Detroit Department of Elections in Michigan. Thank you so much for talking with us, Summer.
Thank you so much. It's always awesome to talk to a fellow Detroiter.